tournament.com.
It's the biggest racing Louisville FC game of the year. Our city's top-tier professional sports team hosts Bay FC at 4 p.m. Saturday, June 29th, and a sellout push is on at Lynn Family Stadium. Gates open at 2:30 p.m. for a $2 happy hour and live music. Plus, the first 2,000 fans will receive a free T-shirt after the final whistle. Kids are invited to take a kick on the field. Let's pack Lynn Family Stadium for this nationally televised game on ESPN. With kickoff at 4 p.m. Saturday, visit RacingLouFC.com for tickets and more information today.
Does tax time stress you out? Are you filing online but not sure if you're getting the maximum deduction? Well, Truth Tax and Accounting is here to help make tax time stress-free. We offer individual and business tax filing. You can come in office or file completely online. At Truth Tax, we understand time is money and make filing quick and easy. Visit www.truthtaxes.com or to book your appointment, call or text us at 502-264-8863.
Something on your mind? Hit us up on the UPS Jobs text line, 3831-939.
Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Get ready for some terrible radio this morning. I've tried to show a great deal of consistency, be entertaining, be positive, be joyful. I've tried to maintain consistent. And it's not difficult. You know, I do live my life in more or less a positive way the majority of the time. But then you have days like these. You have evenings like last night that turn into days like these. I was on my way to my vehicle this morning. Got my bag. Got my computer in my bag. I have my notepads in my bag. I have my rigs and all of my wiring, you know, if I do a show on location. By the way, if you'd like to have us out to do a show on location, just reach out to me. We'll make it happen. So in my bag, I have my computer, my notes, my wires, my plugs, and my life. My life is in my bag. People know I've been, you know, experimenting, you know, with my health kicks and things like that. And, you know, everybody heard the story. My dad's coming in town soon and all that good stuff. And he sent me the fruit, the big old watermelon, and just been enjoying everything. I've been looking forward to getting to work and cracking my little juice bottle and all that good stuff. So much looking forward to it that on the way to my car, I said to myself, man, it's like I could smell my juice through my bottle. I must really want to get to that juice.
Oh, no.
Marcus. Unless you're a super, what is it? What's the dogs with the floppy ears?
Bloodhound.
But unless you are a, unless you're a freaking bloodhound, there's no way you smell that juice. Oh no. Oh no. My computer is swimming in pineapple, watermelon, strawberry, lime juice as we speak.
You need to put in rice?
It's dead, Nikki.
Well, no.
It's dead. I could just look at the glossy. It was sitting in juice, and it smelled phenomenal.
It's good looking juice. If it's the same batch you got, it's good looking
smell.
Juice.
Nikki, look how difficult this is.
It's not easy to open.
That locks on. That locks on. This is right. Like, these are like the milk, for people who don't know, these juice, they're like the milk bottles from like the 40s. Airtight.
Yeah, the wire thing.
Yes, the wire cork. Lock. Yeah. The
wire cork. Lock cork, yeah.
Lock. I don't know how. I mean, it takes a sharp force. But it's like one of those things. It crossed your mind, Marcus. It crossed your mind before. Well, what do you break your bag? But you know, it's just like, no, that's secure. That is secure.
Did you go in and get some more juice?
The only thing I did.
Yeah, it was just like, well,
I'm gonna go get some more juice. My notes. Listen, all of my projects are swimming in all my notepads and my projects and all my, you know, all my scientific experiments and everything is just soaked
in juice. Phenomenal smelling juice, but juice nonetheless.
Golly, that's a terrible, terrible way to start the morning. And I was already in a bad mood because of last night. 81-50, 93-9. We're going to take a bit of a different direction this morning. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31-93. Listen, he's a family man now. He's an NFLPA man now. We don't get to just call Jalen up. He's an emergency break glass. And when I say emergency break glass, like eviction emergency break glass. We can't just call up Jalen. Because then I get something from him. Then guess what? Mom has to get whatever product that Jalen gets for me, his mom has to get double. Whatever the price is, I don't want to put that burden on him. Can you imagine if he goes and gets me a $3,000 computer? His mom is going to beat him over the head for a gift. She's going to get like a new roof.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of need your computer.
I need my computer.
I mean, you might have to break the glass, Marcus.
Different direction. Did you watch any of the U.S. men's national team game?
Oh, the football?
Football.
The football.
Yes.
Didn't we just lose to Austria? What is going on?
Nikki.
What is going on?
We lost to Uruguay last night. We lost to Uruguay last night. I listened to Alexi Lawless.
Oh, you're talking that football?
Yes.
Oh, well, like in the U-20 football, American football?
It wasn't U-20. It was...
This was Copa. Yeah.
And Clint Dempsey. Bravo to those gentlemen. You know, when you listen to your sports, you know your commentators usually try to soft shoe the officiating.
Right.
It was bad. It was bad. No Apple Care. Computer repair. That thing is done. Computer repair people don't repair submerged juice. They can't suck juice out.
It's my one thing with Apple. They get gleeful whenever they see, oh, it was water damage. Wah, wah. You get nothing. Good day, sir. That's my only qualm with Apple.
Because anything. They know that 99.643 repeating percent of Mac Apple product destroying comes from liquid.
Yeah, right. But they specifically have it in there that they can't do nothing about that.
I mean, my charger. Oh, God. It was all in there. Listen, the U.S. soccer was supposed to be the home team. They didn't even get their own. Nikki, see if you can pull up some sound.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I'm trying to find Alexi Lawless here.
Or Clint Dempsey on their comments on the officiating last night. The United States of America didn't even get to use the Kansas City Chiefs home locker room. And they were the home team. They were the home team. The official wouldn't even shake my man's hand after the match. I watched it start to finish. The yellow.
There's a tweet from him. This is a disgraceful performance so far. ... from this referee. I don't have anything about the referee, but I do have him kind of breaking down Team USA. He has some strong words for them.
Yeah, I mean, that was two separate things. That's what sucked about last night. You know when your team, I mean, they played. They had some opportunities. And it's just like anything else. You don't want to blame the refs, so you got to separate them. You can say the referee sucked, but you should have did more.
You want to hear Alexi Lawless?
What'd he say?
You talked about learning from losing, okay? I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than has done in the past. And that hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what for many we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we got players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more. And yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026, coming barreling down the pike. Mm. It's going to come
real
quick.
Less than 2 years away.
All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. Now, I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Is that on the players? Is that on the manager? Is that on the federation? Where are we saying you need to be better?
He sounds like
players certainly.
You can pull it down because he kind of repeats that.
This generation of players has.
He sounds like he's positioning for the job.
Oh man!
You know what else?
Is he JJ Redicking? He just Redicked.
He's setting up the Redick. Is that the word now? We're gonna.
The middays of Marcus Maven have deemed that a verb now. He's Redicking.
Any former player that's angling to jump all of the steps, to jump all of the process,
to just hop the line
and go just skip the line all the way to the head honcho. That's what he's going for right now. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like the crumb error guys before me that had to practice in Crawford Gym. Right?
Back in my day.
Because here's the problem. They were still young enough to have done Crawford or just left Crawford Gym to see the sack, the downstairs of the sack. Kiefer Center, you know, the next wave, the guys that didn't have to do the sack that got the Kiefer Center, then that next wave is like, oh, you guys got, then it turned into, you got a dorm right across from the Kiefer Center. You know, it's just, the next wave always has it easier. The amenities always improve.
Yeah, so they never backtrack.
Yeah, they never backtrack. Nobody ever, you didn't have to move back into the sack. Or if you did, it was because they were having kids camp or something that, you know, you had to do a week in the sack. But everybody sounds, if we would have had these kind of resources, I would have, you know, it was like, Alexi. Every soccer club, every basketball club, every football team has better resources than you did in your day. It's a rite of passage then, right? Maybe it's just a rite of passage.
Maybe Alexi had, I don't know if we can make two verbs in a day, but maybe he was that guy, because I was that guy, where the second you left,
yes,
things got awesome.
Yes.
Like, the second I left high school, we got a soccer and football team. Awesome. Would have loved to have played on those. Instead, my fat ass ran cross country. And I had the best coach in the world in Al Eckert, the principal now. But even the best coach in the world can't do anything for this body in cross country. I was, you know, round peg, square hole. Uh-huh. So the second I graduate, they get freaking awesome football team and soccer team. Two things that I actually could have been good in. So they get that. When I graduate U of L hockey, finally, after 6 years,
right,
they get a hockey house on campus, which is the party house on campus, and they get into a conference. And, like, they got new uniforms. They got all kinds of cool new spit as soon as I graduated. Very, very annoyed.
New uniforms piss off high school graduates like no other. If you left school and your team got new uniforms that next year, you were pissed off.
Oh.
That's one.
Hot.
That's one that I do remember. Now, like, success, people don't hate as bad. If you just get good after you leave, you know, it's like, bravo, you know. It's a little stinger. But,
right.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you earned that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the amenities of the next wave of athletes always brings out the hater and the OG. But it's like, no, but this was a part of my recruiting, you know, plug. So, like, they make you feel guilty for coming in, and we got the sack, and we got the replica of Freedom Hall. You got the table. You can hit these lights anytime. You got the little slide security card, and you know. And again, this is back then. I wonder, did they hate on the Denny Crum Hall? The group before them just.
Jeez. I mean, you've had a rough morning. I feel like you're allowed a little bit.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of hate. You're allowed a little bit of hate.
Oh, my God. Let me see. What else do I want to hate on? That's a... okay. Who did I hear? Nikki. Either we're going to do... electronic umpiring, officiating, or we're not. We remove the human element or not. I heard him. Either we're going to go electronic or we're going to keep humans.
We need humans. I'm sorry.
Because the more video review you see, the more you can still have interpretation. You know, like how many times have you watched a replay of whose finger did it go off of last? And you're like, eh? And then they put the rule like irrefutable evidence.
Right.
So if Vegas can make a call, Nikki. I don't know if it's brilliant or is it sadistic? This is how USA, this is the result they needed to move on to the next, they do group play, pool play.
Right.
You know, you keep your scores by, you know, goal differential, all that good stuff. So USA and Panama, you know, it was, you know, you had to match Panama's result to move forward. You know, Panama beats Bolivia, you have to beat Uruguay, right?
Right, right.
They make sure the game's going simultaneously to keep people from, you know, tanking on purpose or
yeah,
you
right,
know,
right.
Okay. So every time you get a goal, now they go to the VAR review, right? So you get this goal and then you're like, okay, he's offside. You know, he's clearly offside. And there's like a 3-minute referee just acting like he's talking to somebody and he's just sitting there and shaking his head, and he's going no, and he's shaking his head. And everybody's standing around to know if this goal is going to count, right? And they're doing that on every single play now, pretty much.
Right.
You know, and it's this VAR thing, and you're just like, and you're sitting there like, you know.
Pins and needles.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
What drives me nuts is that. And you know who's probably pissed off about it more than anybody? Rick freaking Pitino. Because his whole strategy was to wear you down. And now with all these extra timeouts that you get basically under video review, I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, the way to do it is how they do it in minor league baseball. And I hope to see you tonight at the Bats game for the sweet night. We have a suite.
Ah!
Yes, so we will be hanging out with Greg Galliatt and Nick Curran over at the Bats Stadium
what
tonight.
What time?
I think it's 6.
What's up with the parking? We just got to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, did you get a media pass?
Maybe.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
When they have like a strike or ball review, like, you know, strike, I politely disagree, umpire. They go up to the review, takes 10 seconds. Oh, it shows on the screen. Nope, it was a strike. Upheld. All right, there we go. Game continues. Like, seriously, right now, the best product for any sport is minor league baseball. Like, it's all the fun of baseball. They've cut off 45 minutes to an hour of game time. Their reviews don't take an ass load of time to do. Seriously, like, minor league baseball has it down to a science right now. That's how reviews need to be. None of these 3-minute, 5-minute ass grinding halts that the games come to that basically give teams an extra time out and time to catch their breath. It's ridiculous. Baseball, strike, disagree, review, okay, upheld.
Boom. Nikki!
Literally, it doesn't take much longer than that.
Nikki, there was a tackle. The umpire's running up. You okay, You don't have to be a soccer aficionado. When you see the referee running up with the yellow card, and he does, you know?
Yeah, right.
The referee ran up with the yellow card, and the guy stopped to start, because he's like looking at the ref like, okay, like, this is a BS call, right? He pulls out the yellow card. You know, sometimes the referee lets them continue to play. But not after you bring out the yellow card. Like, once you bring out the card, it stops. You call the foul. They continue, right? We don't even, like, the goalie's, like, ain't even in the net no more. Our goalie is like 10 feet outside the box because there's commotion. We getting ready to run to the referee about this yellow card.
Right.
They're going, and one American player is just back just like hanging out by the net and just happens to make an unbelievable save. And it was like, and then everybody turned around to the ref like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I thought play was, whoa.
Play was stopped.
We're doling out cards now.
Listen, I was watching it and it just looked like, it looked rigged. It looked like all the corrupt stories you hear.
Yeah, right.
It gave you Russia, United States, what was it, 76?
Right.
Vibes.
Oh, the basketball game?
Yeah, the basketball. Yeah. It gave you those kind of, like, over to my dead body, will this United States team advance? And Texas.
Money's getting stuck to the gum under the table.
Yeah, I'm sure one of the texters said it, but like USA haven't been playing great, you know. So you know, of course, you can always go back to, well, you had your opportunities,
right.
And everywhere in life you do. But the replay, dude, leave it in the ref's hands. Investigate the refs. Or just keep a tighter eye on the ref. Keep it tighter.
I wish I would have seen this play. I was at the restaurant last night. I wasn't watching the game. I got cut early. I should have turned the game on.
Yeah. If you typed in like fake yellow card or something, or you know, or play on, you would see it right on there. Baseball needs electronic umps. Force pitchers to throw over the plate to get a strike would mean more hits. I mean, I don't know where I sell on it. It's just irritating. And no insurance. I don't get insurance. Cause there's no way this bottle was gonna bust in my bag.
I am sorry that happened. Like, I mean, I'm looking at that is a sturdy lid. You know. I mean, for it to just completely pop off. Well, the texter say, sorry. Texter, 38-31-93-9. That's a good time to reset the text line. Texter said, what now? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. You've got the screen.
That money ain't going to spend itself. These are these. I'm catching up on the text line. Listen. Lord knows, like, what we're going to do about the YouTube channel. I'm going to start using my phone, I guess. Okay, just catching up on that part. Yeah, umpire thing, it drove me insane last night. It drove me absolutely insane. Game, spilled my drink this morning. Still going to need help. With the car paint job, so we need an auto body paint job spot, and it's, I think we're gonna call Extreme Auto. So while I'm heated right now, let me just take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one should have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. The element of human error is a part of what makes baseball great, in my opinion. See, I'm here for it. I'm here for that argument. I'm here for the is the electronic part really helping? I mean, is getting pissed off like the ultimate distraction of sports? I mean, is that what we want to do? Are we going to hang on to that? The ultimate distraction. Because, again, it's why I don't like the Luka thing. It's why I don't like the Joker thing. It's subjective. Every single piece of contact is... Nikki, they rolled on the ground after...
Nah, see, that drives me nuts. There needs to be more penalties for flopping.
And you know what I'm yelling? I'm yelling, let's just say, I'm watching it and I'm fighting myself wanting to say, we need to lay on the ground and roll around more to get the calls.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you.
Because these Americans are falling and they're just getting back up or getting up to one knee. And I swear to God, it's live every single... If your feet touch another man's feet, they go down like they've been amputated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I didn't watch the game last night, but I've seen games like that.
I mean, 7 rotations on the ground. I would kick my kid's ass if he acted like that on any kind of injury.
Any kind.
The only... around the house, I would beat my child's ass if he acted like that.
I'm putting him in a full body cast. So if you're going to act like that, then guess what?
I mean, I was looking at those players, and I mean, Nikki, when I say roll, they were rolling, and then stopping, and then rolling some more, and just...
No, it's frustrating. I remember watching the Lou City, I believe it was San Antonio championship game a year ago, 2 years ago, and they did that, and every single time, milking the clock, rolling around like they got shot, and it was the most annoying game to watch ever. Like, I remember, like, my favorite player for Lou City is Brian Ownby. Because he doesn't take much mess, and he'll shove somebody down. But there were a couple times I was like, Brian, stay down a little bit. Right. Like, evidently, that's the you know.
Yeah, it does no good to be tough anymore.
Yeah.
It was my original LeBron thing. I'm like, he didn't come into the league flopping around. You know, he was swole. He looked like a grown man as a rookie. He was built. Take a commercial break?
Yeah, no, I just looked at the clock.
Let me take a commercial break, man. Let me get myself together. 939 DeVille. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Really quickly, Nikki, can you go to your Twitter? And I sent you.
I currently have Twitter up right now.
Okay.
And there's a photo of Margot Robbie, so I'm not really sure I want to refresh the page.
I sent you something to your DM on Twitter. It may have a swear at the end of it. And I don't know how if you can either bleep that out or we can just play it and then you can, you know, hit the timer. It's Donovan Mitchell. It's quotes from shout out to 35KY Sports Media. It's a little Donovan Mitchell quote or cut. And, you know, any chance we get to throw a little Donovan Mitchell breaking news. Congratulations, Donovan Mitchell. Woo, good call. But while Nikki's doing that, I want to take a second to give a special, special shout out and a huge thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. And don't worry, Nikki. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They will find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. During the break, I was able to get to let Nikki see the actual soccer play.
How much money did that official get, man? That's...
And you're watching... Here's
great play. Who's the U.S. defender that comes back and saves a goal? That's terrific.
Beam. I think it was Beam. I'm pretty sure it was Beam. Texter who sent me the clip. I showed Nikki the clip that you sent, so I appreciate that. If anybody can correct me, I think it was Beam who made that save.
That's bad.
Did he have a man bun? The guy made the save?
Looked like it.
Yeah, okay. I think it was. So anyway, when you see it, Nikki, try to describe it, like what you saw.
Well, it's just exactly what you say. I mean, there's a tackle. I mean, I'm not disputing
the tackle. Yeah.
The tackle, yeah, okay. Yellow card, fine. Yeah, he goes down. Now, of course, he embellishes it a little bit, but still, I mean, the initial foul is there. I'm not discrediting that. The players kind of huddle in
they
normally do. The referee starts running towards it, and then.
He pulls his card out.
He starts to pull the card, and they keep playing, and then he puts the card away and runs back into the play. It's like, what are you doing, man? But just because they kept playing doesn't mean you have to keep playing. Like, you're the official. You dictate, what happens in the game. And it was almost like he was like, oh, wait, I don't want to take a scoring chance away. Like,
and the irony is, later on, same thing happened, handball on Uruguay. We get the ball, we turn the corner, you're supposed to let the advantage play.
Right.
Right. Okay, Tim, yep, Reem. Okay, Reem.
Okay, Reem, okay, all right.
So, with that name. So we have the advantage. You know, it's like a fast break. We got a fast break going. Whistle, bring it back, handball, and it was like,
come on, no bro, yeah,
way,
yeah. See, I don't know. This is where the people that I don't want to be a dumb American.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know
what
I mean? Like I remember the first time we all went to, I think it was the 2012, maybe.
Probably
2008. 12.
Probably 12.
I'm trying to remember which World Cup it was.
Uh-huh.
But me and a bunch of friends went to go watch, and we're all decked out
when
in
when
USA.
When they came
gear.
By here?
No, I can't remember. God, I'm sorry. No, I'm blanking on the year.
I know.
But
14 and or 12, 8 and 12.
Yeah.
Were like years.
Well, wait. When was when did Italy win? Was that 6?
I'm not sure about that.
Because I remember I was chirping my German exchange student friend.
Okay.
I put photos of Gigi Buffon and Cicciolini or whatever his name is. I kept putting them on his like locker just to chirp him. But whatever year it was. I think it was like 2008 or something. And we were all there decked out in USA stuff at B-Dubs watching the game. And we all started yelling offsides, and there was one guy that obviously was a soccer fan,
right.
And he just kind of was like, "Guys, it's not offsides." Like, oh,
right.
I know it's a confusing rule, but come on, stop! Like, you guys are embarrassing yourselves. And I don't want to be that guy, so I'm going to defer to the more soccer, oriented
or
fans
not.
Here.
Or not.
But then, then there's a part of you know what? You're right, Marcus.
Or
just
not.
Saying, screw it. This is a dumb rule, but I'm wondering how much of it is the referee's discretion on, does he wait to blow the whistle because he doesn't want to take away a scoring chance?
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, like, on that play, obviously, the U.S. is the, you know, committing team.
Yeah,
they're the ones
good.
Who have committed the fouls. Uruguay shouldn't be punished and get a, you know, scoring chance taken away. It just looked really bad because it looked like he was in the midst of calling it. The players were congregating around, and then he just up and decides.
But it happened.
Play.
Yeah, it happened in our favor right after that.
Yeah, right. Know? And then they took that away. Yeah.
It was just,
so you gotta pick, okay, which one is it? You gotta do it consistently.
Yeah, it was fascinating. It was just it got fun. Put it this way. You ever just see, like, okay, this might be the tipping point. And don't worry, people, I'm gonna get back into basketball. It was so bad that it was like, this is going to be one of those. Like, I look forward to the investigation. I look forward to the drama.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Going to come out.
Like, there's going to be, this is so bad, there's some sort of fallout.
Yeah, like when TV Teddy screws up in a Duke Carolina game, you're like, this is not going to go unnoticed.
Yeah, right. Somebody's going to.
Yeah, Jay Billis. You know, when you hear Jay Billis worked up about a really terrible call, and you're like, he's not going to let this one go.
Right.
Yeah, that's it was like that. It was like, yeah, there's going to be. If Panama hadn't won the way they did, this would have been a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. But Panama won.
So it was moo in the point.
Yeah.
The words of Joey Tribbiani.
You lost. Panama won. It goes away. Shane Bohannon just committed. Is that right?
Well, to the TVT. Let's go.
Well, Texter, you are late because we broke that news yesterday, didn't we? Didn't we break the Shane Bohannon news?
I was going to say, so I thought we did.
Somebody
yeah.
texted in and said they talked to him and he said he's playing. So that was our cheating or our dirty backdoor breaking news. Italy apparently did win in 2006.
Okay.
Okay, so if that was 2006, that was Beasley and Landon Donovan.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Those guys, Tim Howard.
Yeah.
Was it Tim Howard? The goalie.
I think it was Tim Howard.
Yeah, yeah, you.
Because that group was together for like three.
Yep, for at least three.
Yeah.
Bradley. It was Michael Bradley.
He was fast.
Beasley. Yeah, Beasley was a speedy.
Yeah.
Donovan was skilled. Landon Donovan.
Dempsey was the captain. I think Dempsey was. Yeah, Dempsey was the captain.
Okay. Bradley was the coach too, right? Then he got fired.
I don't know if Bradley was the coach. I know it was Jurgen Klinsmann for a couple of years, and he just basically hated on America.
I think he was after. I think it was America.
What
Bradley.
Was his name? Oh my God! No, he had a great name. I think it was Arenas. It was Arenas, I think it was Jurgen Klinsmann, and then I forgot who it's been the past couple times.
See.
Pops was so happy when Jurgen Klinsmann got fired.
This was not.
At first, he was like, okay, cool, let's do it the European way. And then he was just like, all this guy does, you know, for being libs, you know, the Valvano libs.
Right.
Pops didn't take too kindly to Klinsmann just crapping on America. Basically, that was his whole thing. And then still not winning.
I can't believe he's turned this into a soccer hour.
Yeah, really.
It's still a microcosm of a lot of stuff just irritated me today. I knew I was going to have an irritated show. Listen, next hour, we're going to talk about the cardinal commitment. And if those who don't know what the cardinal commitment is, she's been living under a rock. I'm really excited. Go ahead and play us out, Nikki. When we get back, Shane Bohannon, cardinal commitment. And which rabbit hole of oddly satisfying videos have you been going down lately? Quick commercial break. We are rolling along. We'll cover that in the second hour because I do have to know that.
I'm not sure I want to say which ones the videos I've been watching lately.
93.9 The Ville.